The singing of the doxology by the PCC student body begins Pensacola Christian College Chapel. At each chapel service, students have an opportunity to receive spiritual exhortation and enrichment during a time of music and meditation on God's Word. This podcast shares selected recent chapel messages from guest speakers, faculty, and staff. Welcome to the PCC Chapel Podcast.
I would suspect that many of you are like I am, and that is when I go on vacation, when I get time off, I actually struggle with my devotional life. I hate to admit that. You think with extra time that I would spend more time with the Lord, but here's what I find. I am a creature of habit. I like my routine. And so when I get off routine and I'm on break or on vacation, then I sometimes find a challenge in keeping my focus on the Lord, and I get easily distracted. So don't get me wrong, you need this break. I know you need this break. You need time off from the tests and the quizzes and the papers and all of the academic work. But at the same time, I want to encourage you to keep your focus and not lose the momentum of any spiritual ground that you've gained and spiritual growth that you've experienced this semester. So let me start with this. Let me share with you this exciting time in my past, an instance that was very exciting for me. I played basketball in high school. I know that's hard to believe, but I played basketball in high school. And I remember this occasion when I was able to experience what all basketball players dream of, and that was I was on the free throw line at the end of the game with a chance to win the game, okay? So there I was on the free throw line, and I'll never forget this. There was so much there to distract me from the shot. The crowd was packed. It was a packed out gym. My parents were in the stands. The gym was hot. The cheerleaders were right in front of me. Why do they put the cheerleaders right there, right out of bounds, under the basket? What a distraction. There they were, the six little girls in their outfits, and they're doing this cheer. And it was something like this. Tim, he's our man. If he can't do it, oh well. Well, actually, that wasn't the cheer. But that's what I had in my mind anyway. They did some cheer, but in my mind I was thinking, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can hit this shot. I just had this bad feeling. But when I stepped up to the line, I did this little routine. I would shuffle my legs. I would bounce the ball three times. I remembered what the coach said. The coach, his training was in my ear, and he said, whenever we practice free throws, keep your eyes on the rim. When you go to shoot, don't look at the ball, don't look at people, don't look anywhere but at the rim. Keep your eyes focused on the rim. So I remembered, I was listening, and I remembered what he said, and when I stepped to the line, I tried to keep my eyes on the rim. And so then I lifted up the ball, and I shot the ball. You want to know what happened? Anybody want to know what happened? I'll tell you at the end of the sermon. So here's your encouragement to stay all the way to the end. I'll tell you exactly what happened at the end of the sermon. But here's the point. We need to keep our focus on some things. And I thought about this, and I said, on what things? On what do we need to focus as Christians? And I did a little search in the Bible, and I found three things. This is not an exhaustive list, but three things that I know that all of us need to keep our focus on. The first one is obvious. We need to keep our focus on a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. We need to keep our focus on Him. And I've chosen this passage to help us with that. Hebrews 12, you might turn there with me. In fact, I would encourage you to use these verses throughout this break. Put them on a 3x5 card. Look at them, study them, memorize them. These passages I know will be an encouragement to you. The first one is Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Familiar passage. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. All right? Keep your focus on Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So first of all, we focus on a person, because Christianity is not just a religion. It's not just a list of religious observances. That's not what Christianity is. Christianity is a vital, real relationship with a real person, and that person is Jesus Christ, our Savior. Christianity is about Jesus. And so the first thing we need to keep our focus on is on our relationship with Jesus Christ. This passage says that we are to look unto Jesus, or constantly consider Jesus as our great example of endurance in suffering, in trial and persecution. The passage says, look to Jesus, who is our great example for endurance. Look to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith, as the one who takes our faith to its completion. So look to Jesus for that in your life, as the means to faith and hope in your life. Look to Jesus as the one who is set down at the right hand of the Father. Jesus is our high priest, our intercessor. He is there advocating for us with the Father. Look to him in prayer. Look to him in confession. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. In John chapter 15 and verse 4, Jesus said, abide in me. Abide in me. If we're going to focus on Jesus, we're going to have to maintain close connection and communion with him. So let me give you some practical suggestions for this break. These are simple, but they're practical suggestions that will help us keep our focus on Jesus. Number one, maintain your devotional life. Don't get off of your habit of spending time in the Word of God and in prayer. So maintain that regular time with the Lord in his Word and in prayer. Here's another thought, practical suggestion. Limit the distractions in your life. I would encourage you not to spend endless hours. I hope you understand my point here. I know you have to just have some fun, but don't spend endless hours on social media, on other media, video games, TV. Don't spend all of your break doing that. Limit some of those distractions, and then surround yourself with some reminders of Jesus Christ. Maybe, like I said, some verses on some 3x5 cards in your room. Christian music is a reminder of Jesus. Some Christian books that you could read. Surround yourself with reminders. Limit the distractions and maintain that time in the Word and prayer, so that first and foremost, we keep our mind on Jesus Christ. So we focus on a person, first of all, and that person is Christ Jesus. Second of all, we focus on a path. We focus on a person and we focus on a path. And the path is the will of God for our life. The course that God has designed for us. His will for our life. The passage I've chosen for that is Proverbs chapter 4. Look at this one with me. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 23 through 27. Proverbs 4, 23 through 27 reads like this. Solomon says, keep thy heart with all diligence, or guard your heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Out of it flows many issues in your life. And he names some of them. Verse 24, put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. So the heart, your heart is the seat of your emotions. Our hearts are the seat, the center of our desires, where our desires come from. So he says, hey, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Make sure you guard what's the influences to your heart, because out of this comes the issues of life. It affects your speech. It affects your mouth. how you talk. Don't talk in a perverse way. Speak that which is becoming a Christian, a child of the light. So it affects your mouth. It affects verse 25. Here we go. Now we see focus. It affects your eyes. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. All right? He says, guard your heart so that it'll affect the gaze of your eyes where you focus, which affects your feet where you go. Look at the end of the passage. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Have a consistent, constant gaze on God and His will for your life, and don't be deterred. Don't take a detour. Don't get distracted from the way. Listen, young people, life is a path. Life is a path. And the will of God and the course that God has intended for us, that's the way we want to go. We want to stay on that path. So Solomon tells us, ponder that path. Constantly, seriously consider where you're headed, where you're going. Keep a focus on where you're going. The course that we take can only be traveled once. There's no retracing your steps. A false step can prove extremely consequential or even fatal. And so he says, keep your focus on the will of God. Stay focused on the course that God has for you. Let all your ways be established. Make sure that every decision and every direction you take is guided by the word of God and prayer. Make sure it's established. Make sure the light of God's word is shining on your path. And you know that you're in the will of God. And on a time, 5 weeks off, don't get detoured. Don't get distracted from God's will. In fact, you may ask yourself these questions when it comes to decisions you're making during this break and the direction that you're heading. How will this affect my walk with God? How will this decision, how will this step affect my walk with God? How will this affect my reputation and testimony? How will this affect my family? How will this affect my future ministry? I've got my eyes on the will of God, and I'm not going to let Satan distract me. I'm going to stay focused on the path. I'm focused on the person, Jesus Christ, and I'm focused on His path, the course that He wants me to take. Solomon ends by saying this, don't turn to the right hand, don't turn to the left hand. Remove your foot from evil. If we don't stay focused, we tend to drift and we step into evil. And we do things that will hurt us and not help us in the will of God. So, simple. We stay focused on a person, Jesus Christ. We stay focused on the path, the course of God's will for our life. Last of all, we stay focused on the prize. On the prize. Turn to Philippians 3. Look at this passage with me. Another familiar passage. Once again, I would write these down and go over them and over them during this break. Look at Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. We stay focused on the prize. What is the prize? Well, we'll see that in the passage. Paul said, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. Now, are you going to reach sinless perfection in this life? Well, no, but what's your goal? My goal is sinlessness. I shouldn't accept any sin. Okay? That's the goal. I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I'm not there yet. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I forget those things which are in the past. Past achievements, past successes, past sins, yes, that I've asked God to forgive me for. Past guilt, past suffering. I forget the past and I reach forth to those things that are before. I press toward the mark for the prize. There it is. I'm pressing like a runner. I'm pressing toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press towards the mark. What's the mark? Well, he already said what it was in verse 10 and 11. He said, it's the knowledge of Christ, that I may know him and the resurrected new life that comes from that, that I may attain the resurrection of the dead, that new resurrected life, a new life in Christ. That's the mark. And I'm going to keep my eyes on that mark. Those who are comparing themselves with other people have their eyes off the mark. Paul talked about this. Don't compare yourself with other people. Don't spend your life comparing. Then your eyes are off the mark. Those that spend their time complaining have their eyes off the mark. Paul said this later. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Don't spend your time focusing on negatives. Don't complain. If you complain, your eyes off the mark. Don't compare. Don't complain. Don't compromise. Don't compromise your faith. Don't compromise holy standards that you've set in your life. We need to keep the bar high and stay pure for God. And he says, with that comes a prize. I press toward the mark, the knowledge of Christ, the resurrected new life. I press toward that mark and the prize of the high calling. So Paul said, I keep my eyes on the prize. Now, the term prize relates to athletic competition. In his day, when you won the race, like the marathon, you would get a wreath. I don't find that very attractive, a wreath on your head. I don't know. But they would work for that. But actually, the wreath was more than just a bunch of leaves. It stood for something. It was a point of recognition. You would get not only the wreath, you would get tax exemption for the rest of your life. Not bad. You could get a new home. Not bad. And you'd get money. I mean, they would load you up with money. Now, God puts incentives in the Word of God, and he says, if you will respond to my upward calling, if you will respond to me to keep your eyes on the mark of my high calling for you, the upward calling, an eternal perspective, with that will come many eternal blessings, commendations, recognition, and tangible physical benefits. Jesus said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. And I happen to believe that. That's a good incentive. So God says, the high calling is a prize in and of itself. Yeah, the will of God is a prize in and of itself. But with that comes many benefits. And God says, I don't mind making those an incentive. Keep your eyes on the mark to know Jesus and to live that resurrected life and to be in his will. And with that comes many benefits. And don't lose sight of that. Many of God's benefits are down the road, and you have to keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize. And we do what Paul suggested to us. We look forward, not in the past. We reach forward. We press forward, and we keep our eyes on the prize.
You've been listening to a message from Pensacola Christian College Chapel. You're welcome to pass this sermon along to others. Please don't charge for it or alter it without written permission from Pensacola Christian College. For additional information about PCC, visit us online at pcci.edu. Pensacola Christian College, empowering Christian leaders to influence the world for Christ.